Now turn to part two. You'll hear a radio interview with Janice Carwin, a young Australian chef who has won an award. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
Next, I'm talking to Janice Carwin, who's just won the Chef of the Year award. Janice, congratulations. Tell us about this award.
Well, basically, it's given to the country's best young chef. It's run by a magazine called Eating Out, and there's this big ceremony in London, and the television companies are there and everything. It's a big thrill to win, actually.
So, why you?
Well, you have to be nominated. Sometimes chefs are recommended by restaurant managers, or it could be colleagues in the kitchen who put your name forward. But in my case, it was actually a regular customer who wrote in saying, "This girl's real good. Check her out."
Wow. So what made you decide to be a chef? Is it a family thing?
Hardly. I come from Australia and my family has a farm. It's miles from anywhere. My mum got the meals ready, mostly sausages, roast beef, you know. But she didn't like cooking much. The only restaurant near us was a Chinese one. My favourite dish there was something called vegetable pancake roll. We didn't even have a Greek restaurant or even a burger bar in the area. So till I went to Sydney, aged 18, I'd never tried any other food.
So how did you get into the business?
Well, I got a job in a restaurant. Not cooking, though. They were doing up the place and they needed someone to do some painting. But I got on well with the people there, so when I'd finished that, they said, how about staying on, helping out in the kitchen, you know, chopping vegetables. So I said yes.
Right. So didn't you study to be a chef?
Well, it was more like an apprenticeship, learning on the job. The head chef was brilliant. I just watched him and picked things up quite quickly. Then I went to college one day a week and did hotel studies. That's where you cover how to organise a kitchen, how to store food, stuff like that.
So what was the first dish you ever cooked by yourself?
Well, after a couple of months of peeling potatoes, washing salad, they taught me how to make chicken soup. It's not difficult, but I was really proud of myself. After that, I started doing things like pasta sauces. Oh, and I learned how to make ice cream.
Yummy. Were there ever any disasters?
Well, yes. The biggest one was the day when some newspaper reporters were invited to come and try out the food. They were on the lookout for gossip too, because they thought there might be some celebrities there. Anyway, I was responsible for the vegetables that night, and suddenly their main courses were all ready, but there weren't enough potatoes to go round. I'd got the quantities wrong.
Oh no, so is that why you left?
No. Although I liked my job and I was making progress, I was working like 85 hours a week minimum, sometimes 95, and making very little money. By the time I'd paid $150 for the rent on my tiny flat, I only had about 75 left to spend. Well, that doesn't go far in Sydney, I promise you. And I wanted to travel, so I decided to come to Europe.
Was that easy?
Relatively. I've got an uncle and aunt living locally, but that's not why. I actually went to an agency in Sydney that specialises in finding Australians work in the catering industry in Europe. They organised everything for me. I didn't even have to ask my relations to help with accommodation, though they'd have been happy to.
So you get more free time here?
Yeah. Growing up on a farm in Australia, I spent a lot of time horse riding, water skiing, even rock climbing. So I like outdoor pursuits. Since I've been here, I've started windsurfing. It's brilliant. And I'm saving up to go motorcycling around Europe. Get to know it a lot better.
Well, Janice, good luck with that. And thanks for bringing...
Now you'll hear part two again.
Next, I'm talking to Janice Carwin, who's just won the Chef of the Year award. Janice, congratulations. Tell us about this award.
Well, basically, it's given to the country's best young chef. It's run by a magazine called Eating Out, and there's this big ceremony in London, and the television companies are there and everything. It's a big thrill to win, actually.
So why you?
Well, you have to be nominated. Sometimes chefs are recommended by restaurant managers, or it could be colleagues in the kitchen who put your name forward. But in my case, it was actually a regular customer who wrote in saying, "This girl's real good. Check her out."
Wow. So what made you decide to be a chef? Is it a family thing?
Hardly. I come from Australia and my family has a farm. It's miles from anywhere. My mum got the meals ready, mostly sausages, roast beef, you know. But she didn't like cooking much. The only restaurant near us was a Chinese one. My favourite dish there was something called vegetable pancake roll. We didn't even have a Greek restaurant or even a burger bar in the area. So till I went to Sydney, aged 18, I'd never tried any other food.
So how did you get into the business?
Well, I got a job in a restaurant. Not cooking, though. They were doing up the place and they needed someone to do some painting. But I got on well with the people there, so when I'd finished that, they said, how about staying on, helping out in the kitchen, you know? Chopping vegetables. So I said yes.
Right. So didn't you study to be a chef?
Well, it was more like an apprenticeship, learning on the job. The head chef was brilliant. I just watched him and picked things up quite quickly. Then I went to college one day a week and did hotel studies. That's where you cover how to organise a kitchen, how to store food, stuff like that.
So what was the first dish you ever cooked by yourself?
Well, after a couple of months of peeling potatoes, washing salad, they taught me how to make chicken soup. It's not difficult, but I was really proud of myself. After that, I started doing things like pasta sauces. Oh, and I learned how to make ice cream.
Yummy. Were there ever any disasters?
Well, yes. The biggest one was the day when some newspaper reporters were invited to come and try out the food. They were on the lookout for gossip too, because they thought there might be some celebrities there. Anyway, I was responsible for the vegetables that night, and suddenly their main courses were all ready, but there weren't enough potatoes to go round. I'd got the quantities wrong.
Oh no, so is that why you left?
No. Although I liked my job and I was making progress, I was working like 85 hours a week minimum, sometimes 95, and making very little money. By the time I'd paid $150 for the rent on my tiny flat, I only had about 75 left to spend. Well, that doesn't go far in Sydney, I promise you. And I wanted to travel, so I decided to come to Europe.
Was that easy?
Relatively. I've got an uncle and aunt living locally, but that's not why. I actually went to an agency in Sydney that specialises in finding Australians work in the catering industry in Europe. They organised everything for me. I didn't even have to ask my relations to help with accommodation, though they'd have been happy to.
So you get more free time here?
Yeah. Growing up on a farm in Australia, I spent a lot of time horse riding, water skiing, even rock climbing. So I like outdoor pursuits. Since I've been here, I've started windsurfing. It's brilliant. And I'm saving up to go motorcycling around Europe. Get to know it a lot better.
Well, Janice, good luck with that. And thanks for bringing...
That's the end of part 2.